When I was a child in Bikenke, a village in northeast Congo, my grandmother told terrifying stories in an attempt to teach me about the world. Fierce animals and venomous snakes are waiting in the forest nearby, she told me, so be careful where you walk alone. Don't get close to the fire or a snapping turtle will come out of the flames and bite you. From far away, a chimpanzee looks like a person. Keep your distance from anyone you don't recognize. Her stories sent me whimpering to bed. But nothing could have prepared me for how scared I was the morning my father showed up at the door to our house, bleeding from the head. I was a child. I didn't understand what was happening. The mat I sat on, like always, smelled of sharp eucalyptus because it was woven from eucalyptus leaves. Fruit weighed down the branches of the mango tree that grew by our front door. Because a year had passed since we last ate them, they were ripe again and would taste sweet. My baby sister, Patience, full of milk, was quiet in my mother's arms. Outside, the rain had turned our roads into pits of mud that came up to our knees if we tried to run on them. Would we have to run now? My mother turned away from me. She couldn't stop my father from bleeding. I'll get some herbs, she said. Wait here. Watching her leave, I felt fear creep into my chest. Would she also be bleeding when she returned? Would she be gone forever? Soon she came back through our door carrying some small green plants that were sprouting yellow flowers. Despite feeling as though, at 3 years old, I had explored all of Congo with my little fingers, I had never seen those plants before. I watched while she pounded the plants into a yellow paste and spread it over my father's face. It mixed with his blood to become a disgusting dark orange. I looked away. Last night, I was drinking with Imbashogure, my father said. He warned me that Bogogwe were going to be attacked. Imbashogure was my father's closest Hutu friend and one of our many Hutu neighbors. His ethnicity, like mine, as a Bogogwe, a community of Tutsis who lived in both eastern Congo and western Rwanda, was meaningless to me. I was a child, and the fighting in Congo, at the time called Zaire, and across the border in Rwanda, wasn't a part of my life, although the adults followed it as closely as was possible in our rural village. They tuned an old radio to Voice of America, where journalists reported attacks on Tutsis, a slaughter near the border, a village burned in the center of the country, in mechanical, unemotional tones. Helicopters sometimes flew overhead. Every weekend, Bogogwe adults gathered around a large fire to trade stories and warnings. This village was attacked, they would say. That family was killed, another reported, sounding like a more exhausted version of the Voice of America reporters. Because we were Tutsi, we had to keep keenly aware of what was happening so close by. We didn't have a plan, though. Leaving Bikenke was inconceivable. There was nowhere for us to go.